two economists in Barbados are essentially saying that the government has the policy option to adjust taxes on gasoline and related products given the steep rise in world prices. The matter came up on yesterday's Brass Tacks, where economist Carlos Fort called in from Canada.
The fuel tax is made up also of 99 cents excise tax. Plus the value-added tax, right? So there's a lot of room there for government to adjust the taxation downward in circumstances where oil prices are going up.
Government's chief economic advisor, Ambassador Dr. Clyde Maskell, responded this way.
Between January 3rd and June 6th of this year, the import price of gasoline went up by 61%. And that is in actual fact about 56 cents over the course of the last 6 months. Of that 56 cents, 48 cents was because of imported price, not because of government policy. No rate in taxes were changed. But because of how the value-added tax works, that increased price also gave rise to an 8 cents rise in the VAT on fuel, on gasoline. And what he's basically suggesting is that government could not have anticipated that gasoline would rise 61% between January and June. Yeah. He's asking whether or not government can consider giving some relief. And that is a political decision that can be made.
Well, this morning, economist Fort further observes that Barbados does have some policy options in dealing with the increase in world prices, not only for oil, but for other items as well.
Though many economists like myself expect these upward pressures on the general price level to be temporary, the issue for Barbados is that prices of imported goods, including oil, car parts, appliances, food, etc., will continue to rise, likely through to the end of the year. Unlike advanced economies, which are far more dynamic and resilient than Barbados, because of antiquated pricing policies, high indirect taxation, and wage push inflation dynamics, prices in Barbados are not likely to fall when prices of imports normalize or fall as production capacity and supply catch up with demand in metropolitan countries later this year. Against this background, policymakers in Barbados should already be hard at work to temporarily reduce select custom duties and excise taxes in order to cushion the impact on Barbadians of rising prices of gasoline, food, building materials, etc. Let's take gas prices as an example. Since the increase in international oil prices, gas prices in Barbados have recently soared to $3.88 a liter. This compares to $3.09 a liter in 2017, $3.64 per liter in 2018, and $3.72 a liter in 2019, before oil prices fell significantly in 2020. Yes, the price of gas in Barbados, which is regulated by government, is one of the few product prices in the country that go up and down as imported prices vary. Though the recent price increases are driven by factors outside of Barbados, government can play a role to ease the pressure. Gas at the pump in Barbados is heavily taxed. The price at the pump is made up of excise tax of 99 cents a litre and the relatively new road tax levy of 40 cents a litre plus VAT, which at current prices works out to about 8 cents per litre. This means that at today's prices, taxes account for 38% or $1.47 of Barbados' gas prices. Barbados' high indirect tax regime gives the government elbow room to adjust tax policy to temporarily reduce prices of select products to ease the cost of living or mitigate sharp price increases driven by international price shocks. This should not impair government revenues too much, as the government would not have anticipated imposition of its indirect tax regime on the high import prices coming Barbados' way. Public policy is about choices. There are often various policy options to marshal against economic challenges.
Canada-based Barbadian economist Carlos Fort on Sadraqor's Early Business.